T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 68 degrees now with a mostly cloudy sky. At 6:30 on a Friday morning, a new coronavirus bill is heading to the Kansas governor for her signature.
State senators voted 26-12 to approve the bill limiting the governor's emergency powers. It also authorizes liability protections for hospitals and businesses, and it extends the state of emergency until September 15th. However, Senator Rob Olson, an Olathe Republican, says he wishes more could have been done.
I'm so sorry for them people that I wasn't able to exercise my voice and divide this bill, because there's parts of this bill that are great.
Senator Ty Masterson, an Andover Republican, was also frustrated by the final outcome.
We ran an entire marathon and then cheated in the last block. Did all this work that was valuable and then demeaned the process.
State Attorney General Derek Schmidt released a statement that said in part that the discussions need to be ongoing and more review of the issues will be required in the coming months. But he added that for now it's time to make these changes law and move forward. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The annual Walnut Valley Festival has been postponed until next year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The event draws nearly 15,000 people from around the world to Winfield. It originally had been scheduled for September, but festival organizers say this year's concerts could go virtual.
Tense moments in California as protests ramped up just north of Los Angeles Thursday.
Protesters gathered on a sidewalk in the suburb of Santa Clarita got some opposition from drivers who passed by at an intersection. This resident told Fox 11 in Los Angeles that he doesn't understand the opposition.
People just want to come by and antagonize us. We're just fighting for peace, and all those people, I don't know what they're fighting for. They're just trying to get people riled up.
Earlier, police detonated a possible device in the area they thought might be an explosive. Protesters were moved but allowed to continue their demonstration. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A prominent Senate Republican is blocking President Trump's nominees over questions about the recent firings of inspectors general.
Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley is blocking President Trump's picks to lead the National Counterterrorism Center and the Undersecretary for Arms Control at the State Department until he says he has given adequate reasons for the firings of inspectors general for the intelligence community and the State Department. A 2008 law requires presidents to give Congress a written explanation at least 30 days in advance of removing an inspector general. Grassley says the letters provided by the White House do not comply with that law. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. International Development Finance Corporation Board of Directors has approved $1 billion of global investments, says U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The best poverty alleviation program is a job. The Trump administration modernized the DFC to help developing nations attract that private sector money and generate those very jobs. We want to help countries stand on their own 2 feet by creating attractive conditions for investment, especially in key areas like energy and infrastructure.
The DFC says this will advance development in Africa, Latin America, the Indo-Pacific, and emerging markets worldwide.
The top health official in Missouri says no additional cases of the new coronavirus have been reported, stemming from the crowded pool parties at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks during the Memorial Day weekend. Camden County Health Department reported last week that a Boone County resident who had attended the parties tested positive for the virus.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This strong area of high pressure over the desert southwest continues to bring us heat. Sunny and hot today with a high 98. Clear overnight, our low 72. The hot weather persists again both on Saturday and Sunday with a high 96, 95, and windy Sunday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 68 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, you can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. 6:35 here on this Friday morning. Today is June 5th, 2020. On this date in 2004, Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 40th President of the United States, died in Los Angeles at age 93 after a long struggle with Alzheimer's disease. President Reagan, yeah, he had a long struggle, but a long life, too. He lived to be 93.
Fascinating life.
Yeah. And this guy had done so many things. He'd been an actor and had been a radio announcer. In fact, he did that before he got into acting out in California. And just, yeah, you're fascinated. Fascinating kid from the Midwest.
Yeah,
who grew up a lifeguard,
dirt
a football
poor.
Player.
Yep.
Yeah, dad was a drunk. And he has a great story. He had a great story. One of my favorite presidents, just in regard to, you know, his sense of humor. I loved his sense of humor, his jokes were kind of corny, but he didn't apologize. And I always enjoyed everything. Every time he told a joke, I stole a few of them. I've got a few of them. I just stole them. I'll use those, Mr. President. Anyway, Ronald Reagan, on this date in 2004, Ted.
That's one of the places I would love to visit is the Reagan Library in Simi Valley.
Yeah.
I would love to go there sometime.
We've got two in California. California,
yeah.
We've got Nixon and Reagan.
I've been to Nixon. I've been to Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
So, I've not been to Simi Valley.
Still on my list. I haven't done that. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the National World War II Museum, and here's another place I'd like to visit. The National World War II Museum in New Orleans was planning on a 20th anniversary crowd of thousands. Now it's selling museum tickets for specific times and holding all anniversary events online to avoid crowds. The museum opened on June 6, 2000 as the National D-Day Museum. It was later made the National World War II Museum. It logged 3,200 visitors last June 6th, one day. President and CEO Stephen Watson says that's nice. Saturday this year, there could be That could have been 5,000 on a Saturday this year.
Yeah.
The museum closed March 14th because of the pandemic and reopened on Memorial Day to the lowest attendance since Hurricane Katrina. New Orleans, the significance there is because that's where they, I'm not going to remember the name, but is it the Phillips? The boat they used that landed at D-Day.
Yeah.
And all the landings in the Pacific. Can't remember the name of it. I thought it was Phillips. But anyway, the guy manufactured them down there in New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah. And Eisenhower said the boat, that it was the one with the ramp in front, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you did the landings. And Eisenhower said that boat won the war. He just said it like that. So that's why I think the museum is in New Orleans. I thought it was the Phillips. I will check it out. But anyway, it's the one that's kind of the duck.
I know, of course, New Orleans isn't the first city that comes to mind when you think of World War II.
No.
You think of the War of 1812 when you think of New Orleans. But that's where the museum is.
Yeah, it sure is.
And, of course, Kansas City is home to the World War I Museum.
World War I Museum. Yep. And I've been there, and I got to go back and see it again. Haven't been there for a while. All right. All these museums I wish would open. This pandemic has not been good for them, Ted. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and feeder cattle closed positive Thursday, but were not able to hold their session highs. We saw the five area feed yards so far this week have sold 82,000 head of cattle. This is very close to what they sold last week, but we're looking at lower prices than last week. So far, the high price has been 118. The average weekly steer carcass weight, 894 pounds, down 7 from the previous week, but 52 pounds heavier than a year ago. July lean hogs made a new low for the week yesterday, but they closed mostly positive. August live cattle were 57 cents higher at 97.92. August feeder cattle were up a half a dollar at 134.72. And July lean hogs up a dime at 53.57. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures found large managed money buying that allowed large gains to take place yesterday. December corn had its highest trade in over 6 weeks. November soybeans the highest trade in over 7 weeks. And July Kansas City wheat yesterday took out their May highs. We're continuing to see upside this morning. July KC wheat's trading 3.25 cents higher at 475.5. July corn 0.75 cents higher at 329.75. July soybeans are up a penny and a half at 869.25. July crude oil trading 92 cents higher this morning at 38.34. August gold down $17.50 at $1,710. The June S&P at 26.25 points higher at 3,137. With June dollar index trading 9 cents higher at 96.74. And June Dow Jones futures up 339 points at 26,592. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we were just talking about the World War II and the museum at New Orleans. Have you ever been to that museum?
I've been to New Orleans, but I've not been through that museum. I have been through the World War I one in Kansas City. It's fantastic.
Oh, it is. Well, the boat we're talking about is the Higgins boat. One of our listeners, Jad, just called in to help us out on that. It was called the Higgins boat, and they were manufacturing them by the thousands at one time. Because not only did they use it at D-Day, they used the thing in the South Pacific a number of times. So it was the Higgins boat, and Eisenhower said the Higgins boat won the war. How about that?
I've heard some about that. I can't remember everything that I'd read about it at one time, but I have heard of that.
We are going to get some pretty hot weather here for the next few days. Is that good for the wheat?
Yeah, it will bring along the wheat. Like I told you the other day, as long as the wheat's far enough along, it's good. If the wheat's not quite far enough along, it can cause the kernels to shrivel, and it's not good.
All right. Okay, thanks, sir. It's 641 now. Steve and Ted here.
McIntosh hears about kernels shivering. That you don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear
shriveling.
No. Colonel shriveling. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. On the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.